you're good. I hope you're doing well. And being a new day, it's a new day full of God's grace, full of good atmosphere, full of good moods. And I thought, why not share with you some knowledge or something that I've gained along my silent period. And today I'm going to talk about something called kindness. Kindness. So what is kindness? To me, kindness, it's a level where somebody reaches to doing nothing but good to people, no matter what they've done to you. It's spreading goodness, it's spreading love, spreading care to the people around you, even if sometimes they stab you in the back and all that. And it doesn't hurt to be kind. We know we always retaliate because of the negative things that we face. We tend to retaliate negatively, but the weapon to always conquer in this world is kindness. Always retaliate with a kind heart. Always retaliate with a beautiful heart you have. Spread that good message, because one day it's gonna find itself back to you, either back to you, back to your wife, back to your kid, back to any person who is in your life, because of just one simple kind gesture that you have ever done to someone. So kindness is a very, very nice virtue or value, that is what I can put. And in every situation, always be kind to yourself first, and then whatever you invest in you, it's definitely what you will invest in the world. What is in you is what you will offer. And I'm urging all of you to be kind. Just try to be kind and see the good fruits. I know the first time you'll feel a bit bad, because why should I be kind to somebody who is rude to me? Why should I be kind to somebody who is ruthless, somebody who doesn't see my worth? Let me tell you, you're not doing this because of them. You're doing this because of you and the person you believe in. That person you believe in, your maker, and yourself. You're the main reason why you are living here. He's the main reason why you are here. And so, why should you do things to please me? He only says that you just be kind to your fellow neighbor. Just be kind. Don't question. Just be kind, because the fruits will come, definitely. And you will reap so much because of just having that simple gesture, or doing that simple gesture of being kind. So it's good to always be kind to someone. It doesn't matter what they've done to you. It reaches to that point, somebody pushes, not pushes, sorry for that. It pushes you to that wall, and you feel like, no, this energy, I don't want it. It's good to take your time, take your break, breathe. Even if it's a year you need to be alone, be alone. But don't ever lose yourself. If you're a kind person, continue being kind. Don't lose that thing. It is very precious than anything in this world. So wherever you are, I'm urging you to keep up the pace. Take your time to heal, talk to your maker, and continue to be a kind person, because you're going to reap the fruits of kindness, and it's gonna follow you wherever you are, wherever you go, wherever you be, the people who are around you, that energy will be felt. So that was my message to you guys, and I hope as you listen, let it motivate you, let it build you. I will resume, I'll be posting every Friday, so I hope you'll be tuned to hear from much about my experience now that I've grown to become a woman not a lady anymore. Now I'm going to be a woman and a mother, and so forth. I'll be sharing my life experiences and the things that I've really done that has made me to be where I am right now. So wherever you are, stay tuned. Until next time, next Friday. It's a bye for me.